Looking across today's show, what strikes me most is how many of the stories are about what happens at the edges of systems, not the happy path, but the failure modes. The CPU throttling that manifests as random latency. The logline that balloons into 110 kilobytes of disk writes. The archive that becomes inaccessible when a vendor relationship turns adversarial. The URL that points to nothing. These aren't exotic edge cases. They're load-bearing infrastructure behaving unexpectedly under real-world conditions.
And the AI model race stories have the same character, viewed from a different angle. GLM-5, 3's emergent cyber capabilities, the Opus-5 usability regression, the gap between benchmark improvement and practical workflow value, these are all about understanding the behavior of systems at their edges, not their advertised center. The HN community is consistently good at this kind of scrutiny, which is why these stories surface there before they surface anywhere else.
Before we sign off, a time capsule moment. Back in May, we said something about Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, and that was, to put it charitably, a significant geography error on our part. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, several hundred kilometers from any Ukrainian operational theater, and no such attacks occurred or could plausibly have occurred. We flagged it then, and we'll say it clearly now, that was a factual error that made it into the script, and it shouldn't have. We appreciate listeners who called it out. Getting things wrong is uncomfortable. Pretending you didn't get things wrong is worse.
We're also going to commit to being more careful about the distinction between Ukrainian forces have demonstrated effective long-range strike capability, which is well-documented, and specific operational claims that haven't been verified. That's a meaningful difference, and we should hold ourselves to it.
Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at News, Ecombinator.com, the DRAM attack research, the Ruby gadget chain, the Iron Mountain lawsuit, the Linkrot study, the Kubernetes CPU analysis, all of it surfaces there first, with comment sections full of people who have direct expertise in exactly what's being discussed. If any story from today caught your attention, go to News, Ecombinator.com and read the full thread. The linked articles are the starting point. The comments are where the real analysis happens.
A genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code from Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. Every story you heard today was identified and contextualized with Perplexity's help. We're grateful for both, not because we're obligated to say so, but because they've made it possible for two people with day jobs to produce a daily show at this level of depth.
If you want broader coverage of geopolitics, markets, and world events beyond the tech community, the oil slick in the Strait of Hormuz deserved more time than we could give it today. Check out the IntelliJix Daily News. It's our companion show, and it covers the global picture that these technology stories sit inside.
We'll be back Monday. Have a good weekend, read something you don't understand yet, and go check your systemd journal disk usage.
Seriously, go check it. You might be surprised.